I'm here with 7th grade student Delaney, and we're going to talk about the book Every Soul a Star by Wendy Mass. Delaney, why don't you start off by summarizing the plot for us?
Well, Allie has been living at the Moonshadow Campground her whole entire life, and it's a part of who she is, and then her parents forced her to move back to the city, which she knows nothing about, and she is not ready for it. And Bree has to move to the Moonshadow Campground to take it over from Allie's parents. And Bree's not used to living out in the country with, like, nothing nearby in the middle of nowhere. And Jack's science teacher brought him there so he doesn't have to go to summer school. And his science teacher believes that he can, like, do great in science if he only tries. So that's why he came there.
Now, you mentioned that many of the characters in this book are unique. What makes them unique?
They have three totally different personalities. Bree is more superficial, and she loves shopping, and she's just totally girly. And Allie's more simple. She loves the outdoors, and her goal in life is to find a comet or an asteroid.
Which character did you think that you could relate to the most?
I could relate to Bree because she loves shopping, and I do too, and I hate being outdoors, like, with all the bugs and the dirt.
Okay. Now, would you recommend this book to other people?
I would recommend this book because it was really interesting, but it had a lot of terms that I didn't really understand because they had to do with astronomy, and I've never really talked about astronomy or learned anything about it.
Okay, so you might want to have a dictionary handy if you're reading this
book. Yes.
And if you're going to give this book a score on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give this book?
I would give it an 8.5.
All right, so it's a pretty good book. Again, the book is called Every Soul a Star by Wendy Mass, and this is my book talk with Delaney.